the average pet owner experiences 4 mini panics each week.
Each day, you mean?
Yeah, see, this is each week. And I would, I say,
who are these people that only experience 4 mini panics per week? Jesus, they don't love their pets, clearly.
A study found the average pet parent has 231 mini panics each year.
It's a good thing David Seeley is here because he's the dog person. So he's the pet person. So he will definitely weigh in on this one.
The survey of 2,000 dog and cat owners found what these panic points are. Let's see.
What are they? Yeah. What are we panicking about?
Number one, the top mini panic include pets having irritable bowel movements.
Not irritable bowel. Like if you, okay. So if your dog has
irregular,
poops, if your dog is, yeah, it is irregular. Right.
Right.
Irregular makes sense. Yeah. Because, you know, you want to see good poop coming out of them. No, you do. Because if it's not good poop, that means they might be sick.
Then you're going to get a panic.
Yeah, of course. Like my dog is sick. My God. Because then it's like, what do I give him? Do I just give him chicken and rice? Do I give him some kind of like Pepcid? Like, you know, does he need medication? Is he sick? Is it a symptom of something bigger?
How about the dog just doesn't feel well that day? You don't get crazy when your poo is irregular.
Yeah, because I understand why. I've had too much coffee. I understand why I'm having my problems, but I don't know what's going on. He doesn't drink coffee.
Okay, the next, and it ties that one, that your pet is not eating a normal amount.
Oh, that's never a problem here.
You've never had that issue.
Never had that issue. But I do, but I have seen dogs that like, they're just not hungry. Like they're not feeling well and they don't eat. And you're like, a dog not eating? I don't know what that is. I've never experienced that in my life. I've had dogs my whole life. I have never had a dog not eat.
But if your dog wasn't in the kitchen while you're making his food, you're worried.
That's true. In fact, I have an even smaller kitchen now than when we lived together. So he would like lay in the kitchen and be like, oh, the dog is here. The dog is literally, you have to keep stepping over him every time, the kitchen. Every time you go from the sink to the oven, you have to step over the dog because it's such a tiny kitchen. So if he's not laying there, if he's not the carpet in the kitchen, I'm concerned.
The pet's poop is being an unusual consistency. This is kind of like the first one.
Yeah, it's like the first one.
Okay.
No, screw that one. That's a dumb one.
That's 46%. So if you add both of them, it's almost 100% that you're worried about their crap.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Really?
Well, listen, if you go to a vet, the first thing they ask you is his poop normal?
No,
is
I have no eating? Idea. How would I know?
You've never been to a vet?
No, I've never seen my dog's poo. I don't chase the dogs around to look at their poo. I don't see it.
Then who cleans it?
Nobody cleans it.
You just leave the poop in your backyard?
Yeah.
Ew.
What's her ew? It's little poo. It's like this big.
I know, but it's all over your backyard. Your dogs are like 10. It's like 10 years of poop back there. That's gross.
It's this big. What am I going to do? I'm going to pick it up. Where am I going to put it? I'm going to put it in the backyard.
No, dumbass. You dig. You dig little holes.
I'm going to make a hole of poo.
You bury it.
You can walk around my yard right now with your shoes off. You won't find poo.
Not
it
true.
It just disintegrates into the dirt.
Not that fast. You're naive.
No, your dog has poo bigger than you. That's why true. You know.
That's a good point.
You're worried. 46%. You're worried that your pet has eaten something they're not supposed to.
Have you ever been through that? You ever have a dog eat something they're not supposed to, like a shoe or
no.
Human food or anything?
No, I wouldn't know what they eat.
You don't even know what your dogs eat?
No, I don't follow them around. Why would I follow them around?
Well, so if your dog is pooping and they're pooping out some dental floss, you'll never know.
Yeah, I don't know.
You're a terrible dog owner. So well, if your dog is sick, you have to know.
The only time I've had to worry about that is I've dropped one of my Ambien on the floor.
Oh, God.
And it was, it disappeared. Oh, so no. I said, we'll find out which dog has it. Pretty quickly.
What happened?
Nothing. I mean, I think I just lost it and they didn't pick it up.
But, you know, that's the dumbest thing. People that think that dogs will eat pills, dogs won't eat their own pills. Like if your dog is sick or has to take a vitamin or something like that, the dog won't. You got to hide it in those pill pockets or in turkey or something. You can't convince them to eat a pill. So they're not going to pick up your pill off the ground. You're fine. Your dog's right. not looking for your Ambien.
But I worried for 4 seconds, and then I went, yeah, whatever. It's easy to figure out which one ate it, because one's going to be passed out in the hallway.
Mm-hmm.
And 42%, and you have actually had this issue, and it's crazy because it should never be an issue for you.
Okay.
Not being able to find your pet in your house.
That has happened to me more than once. That's happened. My dog is 96 pounds. He's like a small horse. I can't even begin to tell you how many times I have lost him in the apartment where I haven't been able to find him. He will find like a little corner and curl up, or we have 2 pillows and a blanket that look like him, and he will lay amongst them, and I will think it's just the pillow and the blanket and be like, where's the dog? And he's, you know, in the pillow blanket. One time it was so hot in the apartment because my stupid building keeps the heat on. If it's 80 degrees out, doesn't matter. They turn the heat off at the end of May.
Mm-hmm.
So if today it's 80 degrees, screw you. You got your heat. Too bad. So the dog doesn't care for that. So he will go hide in the tub, and I forget that he does that. So I'll look all over the apartment, and then I'll pull back, and he'll always close the curtain too. And I'll pull back the curtain and be like,
the curtain too.
Yeah. Cause he likes it dark. Yeah. So yeah, I've lost that dog I live in a 1-bedroom apartment. It's not like I live in some big palatial estate. I have lost that dog in this apartment probably 10 times.
Well, when we lived together, you would do the same thing. I can't find Marconi. How can you not find Marconi? The apartment is this big. The dog is this big. It's kind of like Clifford, the big red dog. You can never lose Clifford, but you somehow flip out when you can't find your dog.
Well, there was one day, you know, he never sleeps on the bed. So I always look on the floor. So I looked to see where he is, and I didn't see him on the floor. And I looked all over. I was like, Marconi, Marconi. And then I see a head pop up. He was in my bed under the, like, with the pillows. He never lays there. So he's very good. You know, I blame myself. Because when he was a puppy, we used to play hide and go seek. That was his favorite game. Like, we played it up until like a couple of years ago. Now he doesn't like it anymore. But I would go hide and I would yell his name, and then he would come try to find me.
Mm-hmm.
So he still thinks we're playing that game, I guess.
But yeah, I've seen the panic attacks.
Yeah, for sure. So that
I think it's more like 3 or 4 a day with you.
Yeah, I always find something. You know, my problem is, I don't have kids, so all that worry, all that anxiety is focused on the dog. And it's funny because, you know, they say, like, you've said this before, you have your first kid and you're like, oh my God, is the kid okay? Oh my God, the kid dropped something on the floor. Is he okay? Is he going to go after it?
Mm.
By the second kid, like you said, you're holding him by one leg. You're
letting him be
where's the kid?
Floss.
Who cares? Yeah, right. And if you have 3 kids, I've had dogs my whole life. You would think by now I'd be like, ah, it's a dog. No,
mm-hmm.
Not at all. I'm still constantly worried about him.
Yeah. People that leave their kids at the Grand Canyon and drive away, they don't do it when they only have 1 kid.
Right.
They do it when they have 6.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Then they drive away and they have no, you know, it's like Home Alone. It wasn't the only kid in the house. There's more kids in the house.
My boyfriend is the youngest of 6. And he wouldn't always go to the grocery store with them. Sometimes they would all go, and I had a van. So they would all get in the van and go to the grocery store. So one time they were there and they let him pick out his own cereal, and he spent so much time in the cereal aisle. He does it to this day. Like, if I can't find him, he's like, this one has more sugar. This one has more fiber. Like, it's like, just grab it. You eat the same cereal all the time. You mm-hmm. always eat cornflakes. Just take the cornflakes. Like, don't pretend like you're looking at everything. As a little kid, he did the same thing. And he spent so much time in the cereal aisle that his mother forgot that she brought him to the grocery store and checked out, grabbed the other kids. They got in the car. They drove all the way home. and he lived in California. So it's not like it was like a couple of blocks away. They drive right. for miles. And she got home and was like yelling his name in the house and was like, where is that kid?